It is 5 o'clock, and of course, tonight, the return of the Ranch Music Series at the Yard, West 7th in Fort Worth. Austin Mead will open things up, and Rhett Miller, our headliner, joins us in studio this afternoon. I guess it's now officially evening.
Is it?
It is now, after 5, man.
It's morning still for me, man.
Well, yeah, you probably woke up, what, 15, 20 minutes ago?
I'd like you to think that.
It's the rock star status. You got to have that, right?
Yeah, no, when I come back to Texas, though, it's my mom's here and my brother and his kids, and I got to wake up early and play with the kids and hear all their stories about starting school back up and all that stuff, which I don't mind at all.
Well, that's cool. Have they started school yet?
Now, my brother's kids haven't quite. They start on Monday.
Oh, okay. So they got off easy. My daughters started today, and man, they were angry. Like super angry.
I got a daughter up in I live in New York, just north of Manhattan. Mm-hmm. And my daughter is... She keeps saying, I can't wait for school to start. And I keep thinking, whose kid are you?
Like, well, that'll change one day. Yeah. It will definitely change one day. So I was doing a little research to, you know, what do you ask Rhett Miller? And if my math is correct, this is the 25th year of the old 97s.
Yeah, man, 25 years ago this summer.
That is nuts.
Same four guys.
Did you think that when you started this band, it would last that long, A,
no.
And then B, it would be such an influential band in the alt-country scene? I mean, it really is. Don't roll your eyes at me. There really are a lot of guys that started, well, if that guy can do it, I can do it.
Well, it's really sweet to hear that, too. And it does freak me out. For a lot of years, we would think, when are there going to be like young bands that come along and point to us? And then it did start to happen. Like, you just played, you know, Turnpike. And I remember Evan was so nice when I first met him. And I was like, why is this guy being so nice to me? And then he told me, he said, when I started Turnpike, all I wanted to do was old 97s with a fiddle. That was it.
Oh, really? It's kind of got that vibe to it, though, doesn't it?
Really sweet. Well, that's great to hear because he's an incredible songwriter.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, like, it is. There's so many of our listeners are big fans of yours. I told my girlfriend that you were going to be coming in studio, and I don't know which one of us squealed the loudest, to be quite honest. It's very exciting.
Thanks.
So what's got you started, Rhett, in music?
I mean, I don't know what it was. I started when I was real young, and I liked songs, and I liked playing guitar was hard. Like, it hurt my fingers. I was 12 years old, and I was trying to learn, and I quit for a while, and then I got frustrated because the only way you can really write songs is if you can accompany yourself, and I couldn't play piano. And so I got back to it and made myself get through over the hump of getting the calluses on my fingertips, you know, and that's 3 decades later, they're still on there, and I don't know. I just love it. It speaks to me. And I feel like now more than ever, that whole idea that you might make $1 million off being a musician is kind of gone by the wayside.
So right, right.
Now it's like people only do it if there's no other thing that they can imagine doing.
Right.
You know? So that's kind of how it was for me, though. I couldn't imagine doing anything else.
So there was nothing else growing up? I mean, if you're starting at 12, obviously you weren't thinking, you know, one day I'm going to be an accountant. I can't wait.
And it's funny because I'm not the best, you know. I'm, you know, I don't deceive myself about that. My brother, who's a couple of years younger than me, plays Ross. He plays drums and guitar and piano and taught himself fiddle. He plays everything way better than I ever could. But, you know, he's the COO of a big company, you know, back in Dallas and works real good and has good health insurance. And me, I'm just...
Health insurance? What's that?
200 nights a year on the road trying to feed my kids, but what am I going to do? This is what I love. And he loves doing it too, but I think, you know, he's got a pretty good life.
Does he ever ask you when you're going to get a real job?
No, he knows. He knew when I gave up my full scholarship to college, he knew that I was, you know, it's like getting a tattoo on your face. You it's like when I got this gold tooth. You kind of give up on the chances.
That's the end of it.
Yeah, you know, living a straight life.
So who were some of your musical influences when you decided, you know, music is my thing? What were you listening to?
Well, when I started, I was, you know, there was a lot of punk rock going on in the 80s. And I listened to a lot of British stuff, you know, so I really liked... You know, David Bowie was big. But then I kind of came back around to American music, and there's a band called X that I really loved.
Yeah.
Kind of punk rock.
John
American.
Doe. Yeah.
Yeah, John Doe.
Yeah.
And then it was really when I was about 21 that I discovered Hank. And I'd always loved Buddy Holly. To me, Buddy Holly was like a punk rocker and just such a great writer and so... Like, such a spaz.
Oh, yeah.
And even now when I look at, you know, early footage of myself, I can see, like, oh, my gosh, I was just doing Buddy Holly.
I was just trying to be Buddy.
Spazzing out. And so, and then I fell in love with all the stuff I discovered coming down from Hank Sr., you know, the Willie Nelson is still my number one all-time, you know, idol. And if I could grow up to be, you know, some small percentage of what he is in his 80s, you know, I'd like to grow old doing music like he has.
Well, like people say, we got to think about what kind of world we're going to leave for Willie one day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. The guy is. He's been an icon for so many decades.
I saw he came up by me and he played in Poughkeepsie. And I went over to Poughkeepsie, New York, which is not far from where I live. And it was one of those trio shows he does where it's just him and his rhythm section and Mickey on harmonica, who's my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
And his sister playing piano. And it was that thing happens. And we've done enough shows now with Willie where I've seen it happen where he'll walk out on stage and he's still kind of half asleep. Mm-hmm. And you'll get three songs in or so. And then he'll hit like the guitar solo on You Were Always on My Mind.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden you'll see him wake up and he...
The spark, yeah.
And he woke up and it was one of my favorite Willie shows I've ever seen. And it was just a random Wednesday in Poughkeepsie, you know.
How wild is that?
So great.
I was going to say you should write a book, but you have.
Well, I've got a book of kids' poems that's coming out in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And I've written a bunch of essays and nonfiction-y kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, someday I'd love to, I don't know, someday I might write a memoir. I've got friends right now who are writing memoirs, and I just think, I'm not there yet.
Does that make you feel old when people are saying, you should write a memoir book?
Well, you know, what occurred to me was that Warner Brothers put out a best of the old 97s, and that was over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
The best
of. My God, it was. I remember that.
Oh, my God. We need another.
Like, are we done? I'm sorry.
The second best of.
Yeah. A medley of our hits.
Yeah.
It'd be a big time. So you are playing the Ranch Music Series tonight. And so what kind of, are we going to hear some old 97 songs? We're going to hear some Rhett Miller song, you know, your solo stuff. What do we hear tonight?
It winds up being mostly old 97s because I think that we're on 11 or 12 studio albums.
Yeah.
And then I've got 6 or 7 solo records.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be mostly 97s with some, you know, every 3 or 4 or 5 songs, there'll be a solo song thrown in there. And I don't know. I try and play the hits. I try and keep everybody happy. I try and hit every record if I can. And, you know, just.
You know, we're only here one night, right?
I know.
Yeah.
It's a lot of records. It's hard to do. I mean, I love making set lists, but it gets harder every year. We've got a new record in the can that's going to come out in Christmas this year.
I heard you guys are doing a Christmas album.
Yeah, John Pettigo from the O's and Pettigo's Magic Pilsner, who is so great, produced it for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an old 97s record because it sounds like an old 97s record, but it's 9 original Christmas songs that I wrote. And then Auld Lang Syne to close it out, just because every year on New Year's Eve, we wind up doing that song, and we do kind of a good Ramones punk rock version of that.
Very nice. Well, that's helpful. I'm the music director here, so every year on Christmas, you know, like Christmas Eve, 6 p.m. through 6 p.m. Christmas Day, we do 24 hours of Christmas music. And there's only so many Bing Crosby songs out there. I mean, let's be honest.
And it gets old so fast.
It does. I'm like, I'm sorry I played this an hour ago, but here we are again. So, we need some good stuff like
9 new songs, and none of them have any bad words, and they're all, you know, they'll all sound great in the playlist. There's one, the title track and the opening track on the album I wrote with Kevin Russell from formerly of The Gorge.
Shiny Ribs. Yeah.
Shiny Ribs. And it's such a fun song. It's called Love the Holidays. And it's just, you know, and they're all fun. There's one I wrote with Dan Byrne, who's this crazy old folk singer.
Mm-hmm.
But he and I wrote a song called Rudolph Was Blue, and it's all about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer looking for love.
Oh, my gosh.
And, there's a lot of fun songs on there.
How fun is that? Rhett Miller of the Old 97s, your headliner tonight at the Ranch Music Series. You brought this guitar in here. You want to do a song for us?
Sure, of course. I got my friend Robert hanging out, and he, my old best friend from high school, and he wound up in a couple of our songs. And this is one that the people seem to like. It's called Big Brown Eyes. Big brown eyes and a gust of wind. And the cherry burns the corner of the page that says the end is coming soon. Not soon enough. Restring all your guitars, pack up all your stuff. Because if Robert's dad is right, we might not make it through the night. Oh, and I'd hate to go alone. Oh, please pick up the phone. Well, a box of red and a pill or three. And I'm calling time and temperature just for some company. I wish you were here. I wish I was too. Well, I'll drink myself to sleeplessness, I always do. You don't want me anymore. Since fame and fortune broke down our door, and you don't give me no respect. What did I expect? If that phone don't ring one more time, I'm gonna lose what's left of my mind. You made a big impression for a girl of your size. Now I can't get by without you and your big brown eyes. Yeah, your big brown eyes. Yeah, your big brown eyes. Well, her hands are cold, her breath is warm. Oh, she's a port in a storm, and I'm worried now, but it won't be long. Takes a worried man, you know, to sing a worried song. And I've got issues, yeah, like I miss you, yeah. Oh, and I wish I weren't so thick. Well, I'm making myself sick. Oh, and if that phone don't ring one more time, I'm gonna lose what's left of my mind. You made a big impression for a girl of your size. Now I can't get by without you and your big brown eyes. Yeah, your big brown eyes. Yeah, your big brown eyes. Yeah, your big brown eyes.
Yes, sir. How about that? Rhett Miller of the Old 97's in studio with us here on the ranch, and you have no idea how many brownie points you just earned me, because that's my girl and my our song.
Woo!
Yes, right. She's a brown-eyed girl as well, so that's very cool, man.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for doing that. I appreciate that. So what's next for Rhett Miller and the Old 97s besides this Christmas album?
Christmas album drops in November. In October, I got a solo record coming out.
Very cool.
On ATL Records called The Messenger.
Mm-hmm.
That I think is really good. Robert and I just listened to it on the drive out here to Fort Worth just now, and because I got all the mixes back, and it sounds pretty good.
Can't wait to hear it, man.
Yeah. And then I got that weird book of kids' poems coming out on Little Brown in the spring, which is, I got the best illustrator in America, this guy Dan Santat, who's a Caldecott Medal recipient. And it's, I don't know, man, lots of work. And I think the 97s, we just decided the other day, are going to go back in the studio in January for a new studio album.
Well, thank you for that.
So many records.
You're going to need a nap.
When will it be enough?
Yeah, exactly. Rhett Miller, Austin Mead tonight, the Ranch Music Series at the Yard in West 7th here at Fort Worth. Thank you so much for hanging out with us this afternoon, man. Yeah. It's going to be a blast tonight.
Thanks, Shane. Thanks, Ranch listeners.
Absolutely. 15 minutes after 5 o'clock, we have the Sound of Texas 95.9, the Ranch. Here are the Old 97s.
I'm living in the state of Texas.
stars at night are a hell of a sight, and the heart.